Blog Talk Radio. I gotta say, I am all about some Magic Mike. Yeah. All I gotta say is, Ginger, I don't know if I could wait till you get here.
yeah, you excited?
It's Joe Manganiello. That luscious 6'5" tall. Okay, are you guys starting to notice I have a type? Keanu Reeves. Joe Manganiello. Notice the resemblance. Tall, dark hair, dark. Oh, man. You all know us. Huh? Yes. Remember, we were talking about that on Pixinista, the type of guys. That's going to be the game. If you roll up to me dressed like that, I'm all over you virtually, real. It don't really matter. Climb you like a tree, it don't matter.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This is what happens when I end up watching strippers so early in the day. If you weren't watching Wendy's show this morning, you missed it. He didn't strip, but he did do the move. So, oof.
And you want to know what we do during the day? Apparently, we watch strippers.
Hey, could be worse.
It could be.
It could be worse. We could be watching, I don't know, paint dry or something.
Chips, one of the two.
Yeah, that is not a good daytime thing for me to be watching. I am all thrown off just because of those 2 or 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't even like going to strip clubs.
No, they're not really my thing.
The guys are never that cute in the strip club either.
No. And girl, it's not any better in the digital strip clubs either. I hit some of those up the other night with a friend of mine.
No, some of you guys. Oh, in Second Life, remember your virtual bachelorette party? Oh, those guys were horrible.
We weren't looking at guy strippers. I was with a guy and he wanted to go see some strippers, so I was taking him around to strip clubs. I have no idea where to go, so I'm just hitting up random events that I'm picking from the event tabs.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I've got some pictures. I'm going to pick these girls apart come Tuesday night. Not cute.
Ooh.
And I think maybe that's something that we should actually do. You know, there is so much of the sex industry inside these virtual worlds. If you're going to do it right.
Well, there used to be one club in there that was really popular, and a girl ran it. It was a guy strip club. I believe it was called Phoenix. But this was years ago. And she dressed the guy. She pushed in their hair. They were awesome. She only picked guys that could role play. Because obviously in a real strip club, how the girls get you is they're all over you.
Yeah.
And same with the guys. It doesn't work so well for the guys in real life with us girls. But if you can role play, you can put together some words and be descriptive of a sentence. And
yeah, because that was about the only thing those guys at Six Packs really had. All right, there was a couple of them that were cute. For the most part, the guys from Six Pack, the only thing they had going was that they could RP.
Yeah, because if you can type out a beautiful phrase, paragraph, the girls will give you their money. And this is
Yes. Yeah. I was spending way too much money. I was spending money that wasn't even mine. There were people like giving me money.
I think when I went to Phoenix, of course, I was a digital stripper. Y'all know about my career. Hey, I made money. But I went there just to check them out, and I gave the guy my money because I was like, damn, you're good. you just had a friend of Africa while here. I was just kind of, you know, researching. You made me forget for a second. I was like, oh, you like me, don't you? See, that's how you get the girls. You like me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You like
really
me.
Like
you really
me.
Like me.
You really like me. And it doesn't have to be anything sexual. It's just, you know, the throw a little caress and kiss. Anyway, I'm not going to give you guys any more tips. We try to help you guys out. Our geek guys don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they instead go after the girls who aren't geeks, and they wonder why it doesn't work out.
Exactly. I don't know. I cannot talk today. I don't know what the deal is.
You're picking
anyway.
Up on my whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do. I feel like my tongue's too thick or something. It's crazy.
I'm going to walk away from that. And I'm gonna take the first story just so I can walk away from that, because otherwise I will be making comments while Ginger's talking. So, bad news for you people at Sega.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Sega's going to be closing 5 offices.
Sega, what the hell? What happened?
As according to COO Jurgen Post, he told GI.biz this morning that they are aligning their business strategy and will be closing their offices that are in France, Germany, Spain, Australia, and Benelo. I've heard of Benelo, but I didn't know anybody had anything there. The move is part of Sega's previously announced plan to streamline the company in the U.S. and Europe, a move which will cost the business a small sum of $83 million, because, you know.
Just a small sum.
The UK studios, the Creative Assembly, and Sports Interactive will not be affected by the decision. Post would not confirm how many jobs will be cut as a result of the closures. He says, it's about territories. The UK stays as it is. We'll have some layoffs across the territories, of course, but we don't give out any specifics on that. That's because you don't want there to be a mutiny and people to start quitting. Basically, for us, it's putting
I'll
a lot
my
of...
job anyway. Screw you guys. And I'm taking my stapler.
I was about to say the same thing. Oh, my God. Ginger, get out of my head. I'm allowed to listen to my music at a reasonable volume from 8 to 10. I had to go for it. So the total award coming out of the Creative Assembly, football manager coming out of the Sports Interactive. So we want to diversify. So we want to have an increased focus on those brands, and we want to become better and more successful with those. So how does this affect new IP outside of those current brands? He says, at the moment for us, those are the 4 IPs we are talking about. They are our AAA IP, and at the moment we are looking on into options, of course, but it's not like we are already developing some other titles in addition to that. No. He says, as far as who's going to handle some of this stuff, Koch Media, whom we deal with quite often, will take over distribution Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, France, Spain, and with Level 3, another company called Level 3 will be handling Benelo and 5-Star Games looking after Australia. Level 3 distribution is basically the old management team in the Benelo setting with their own company. Benelo setting up with their own company, and 5-Star is basically the old Sega managing director with some of the team setting up distribution company in Australia. Those partnerships will start July 1st, and he explained the process would be given time to ensure it is as smooth as possible. Good luck to you guys. I'm sorry to hear, you know, somebody's going to lose their job. If you're like, what is Sega doing anyway? Well, I didn't really see anything they're doing. Sorry, Sega. They are talking about getting into the Android, iOS, Steam, and so on and so forth. But good luck to you all that are losing jobs. I do like that they're transitioning some of them to actually be marketing. But those of you losing jobs, again, we'd like to point out, there's always job openings in Texas.
Exactly. Come play in Austin. It's beautiful. It's really hot right now, but it's really beautiful.
Come check our job boards if you're looking for a job or you want to make the move across the pond. And you guys have to know, especially you guys from the UK and Spain, and even Austria, we love your accent. Sometimes that's just enough to get you hired. You just sound hot. I don't even know if you know how to program. You just sound
hired. Exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, Corey, I would like to work for you. Come on. Can you read English? Can you read English even? You know what? I got to bring this up. A couple of companies I've run across as of late that do a lot of internet support here in the U.S., there's a whole lot of backlash going on. And I, on one hand, I think it's needed, but then it's not. And we'll probably talk more about this later because I think it's an interesting topic to discuss with you all out there if you'd like to sit in on our show this week in gaming. A lot of companies are now putting it in their recordings and on their messaging systems that their support is based here in the U.S.
Oh. See, I I like that. And I know it's horrible, but I want to know the person I'm speaking to speaks English fluently enough that I'm going to be able to understand them, and they're going to be able to understand me.
Mm-hmm. But it backfires in the way that, you know, sometimes people are not so nice, and we don't realize as Americans we can treat our other peoples around the world kind of bad because they're not American. But and I have caught myself doing it, getting mad. I said, I have my Ethernet cord. Because talking louder, of course, makes it easier to understand, right? Makes you.
Yeah, of course, right?
My Ethernet cord is broken. Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, I pay money for the service, and I do not want to have to spend 30 minutes just trying to get my name understood.
Yes.
Because they're like, can you spell it for me? And then you start spelling it, and it's just like, I don't care even if you try to use, you know, the G for, you know, I don't know, great and all that fun stuff. No, they just...
I'm
a little slow this morning, yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see. We'll talk about it later. Make sure you're here at 9 p.m. Standard Time. We'll see how does that affect gaming support even, because I know a few of them use some overseas people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyway, what you got?
I have got some bad news for Samsung. Oh, yes, I do. Bad news. Judge banned sales of Samsung's Galaxy Tab 10.1 in the U.S.
Ooh.
Ouch, yes. Another day, another court doing the dirty work of one corporation against another. This time around, it is Samsung who finds itself in the unenviable position of having the sale of its products banned in the United States. A federal judge has ordered a preliminary injunction against Samsung's Galaxy Tab 10.1 for violating a design patent related to Apple's iPad. Oh. The injunction will go into effect immediately after Apple pays out a $2.6 million bond, which is like nothing.
For them.
Samsung is barred from selling the device in the U.S. because the judge agreed with Apple's arguments in courts that Samsung slavishly copied iPhone and iPad designs to create its competing Android devices, Galaxy S smartphones, and Galaxy Tab tablets. Apple originally filed for a preliminary injunction against the Galaxy Tab in July of 2011 after suing the company for its alleged patent violations. The writer says, you may recall that earlier this year, Judge Lucy Koh, ruled that the Galaxy Tab infringed on one of Apple's registered design patents. In her decision, she said that Samsung appears to have created a design that is likely to deceive an ordinary observer. Oh, good Lord, I can talk this morning. I don't know what's going on. Could be the lack of caffeine. I've not had any today.
Blasphemy.
Right? I had the end of my cherry slush, and I had milk. So no caffeine this morning yet. It could be a lot of it. Anyway, Judge Koh originally denied the injunction, saying that Apple's design patent might be invalid because of prior art submitted by Samsung. Apple successfully appealed Koh's finding with the appellate court, who ordered the decision remanded back to the district court. Anyways, yeah, this is boring. Apple and Samsung have over 20 lawsuits pending all over the world, as well as a complaint with the U.S. International Trade Commission. Judge Koh is also expected to make a ruling on another preliminary injunction against the Galaxy Nexus, related to a second U.S. patent infringement suit Apple filed against the company earlier this year. Wow, Samsung, really? I don't know.
They're all a bunch of babies.
Something.
Really, just a bunch of babies. You all need to stop with the fighting and figure out a way to work it out so that people can keep their jobs, because that's the long and short of it. I know a lot of you are into the whole conspiracy theory about, you know, who's working together, who's not. I don't really care. I just hate to see people out of work. It filters down to everywhere. There's less people working here at Samsung. These people are going to be taking other jobs that the other people need, and then they're going to be in the streets. They're going to steal my stuff. This is how this all filters down. People who, and I don't want to say everybody that's out of a job steals, but if it comes down to it where you have to, you have no choice, it's either steal to eat or don't, then they're going to steal stuff. And, yeah, it's bad. Then me, who's trying to hold on to the few things I have, you all need to stop with the fighting, Samsung, and say you have more money than you know what to do with as a company.
Mm-hmm.
Find something else to do. Find a way to make you guys work together or come up with something right. You're wasting time. That's exactly why the Windows tablet is going to kick all y'all's butts. Cut it out. You're not.
Exactly.
Windows is not looking at you.
Calm down. It'll be all right. Back away. Yeah.
It's ours. Not really. These ideas have been around forever. Look at all the movies.
I want to step in between of them and go, you know, you're suck and you're suck. So you're equally suck.
Who cares? I'm not buying either of them. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. If you're a big fan of the Olympics, you might want to head over to Google Plus, where we also are. Follow us first. And then you're going to follow NBC and get involved in their Google Hangout because U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe is on right now.
Well, yeah, you got to go right after the show, not right now.
Well, she's not on right now. She may be still on. It was pretty early this morning. And I'm not sure where she is. Wait a minute. Let's see. She might be on. She is on right now, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I can't get in because, you know, I don't know if Google Plus Hangout has been tested. Anybody that manages to get in and is super crowded, let me know. We want to know. We don't really want you to go. But if you are listening to this after the fact and you went, please let us know how that worked out with all those people because I know there's a ton.
Yes, because if we find out that you went after you were listening to us, oh, no.
And she's a cutie. Okay, so she's on the U.S. soccer team, of course, and she's a favorite for a medal come this year, and she'll be speaking about soccer and the Olympics and your questions. NBC says that the Hangout will be an opportunity for you all to ask Rapinoe questions on anything ranging from her upcoming trip to the 2012 Games to her past experiences on the women's national soccer team to her favorite things off the soccer field. Please, guys, no dirty questions. Have some respect.
You said they can ask her anything.
Yeah, but NBC, clearly NBC, ABC, and all of them are a little bit antiquated in their ways of thinking, not realizing certain that you shouldn't say ask anything because people will nowadays. They have no no decorum.
I'm sure there's somebody who's fielding the question.
I hope so. According to NBC, this is the first Google Plus Hangout with a qualified London 2012 Olympic athlete. NBC analyst Kat Whitehill will be moderating. That's right. And Christine Lilly, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and three-time Olympian, will be joining the chat as well. You can submit your questions right on the NBC Google Plus page, or you can tweet them to @NBCOlympics with the hashtag AskMegan. I hope you guys enjoy that. We're only telling you because it's Google Plus. I really want to see how they handle all that traffic.
Exactly.
Because I don't think I've seen quite a few of you have Hangouts. Everybody's trying to kind of migrate over to Google and figure out what the hell to do with it because there's a lot there. You just don't know what to do with it. How can we use it? Of course, we use it to our advantage. You know what? I've got to talk to you after the show, by the way, about something. Just came to my head fresh. I love what
it's Boris, fun. Whatever it was, I didn't do it.
I don't know what's being talked about because he is not speaking to me that.
I know. He's like, really, G? Really? I'm like, what did I do? Have I already done it? Morning.
That digital trollop horse.
Yes. Sure, I probably did something. I don't know what, though.
That
all right.
Digital trollop horse. Oh, wow. Apparently Twitter has done an update and nothing is working again. So.
Nice. Oh. You know what? If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm. I just got an error on my page and then it came back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I got... Wow. All right. This just came across GamePolitics.com this morning, and I have to read this. This is not the one I was going to go with, but this is what you're going to hear.
Do it.
All right. New Zealand judge says Mega Upload founder's property was seized. Are you ready for it? Illegally.
Oh,
yes. You've been saying this for months now. Oh, yes. About time. A New Zealand judge has handed a partial victory to Mega Upload founder Tim.com today, ruling that seizure that resulted in the shutdown and destruction of Mega Upload's business and the arrest of .com was illegal. The judge said that police went too far when they secured and then copied the contents of hard drives from some 135 computers under a general warrant. These categories of items were defined in such a way that they would inevitably capture within them both relevant and irrelevant material, the judge says in her ruling. The police acted on this authorization. The warrants could not authorize seizure of irrelevant material and therefore are invalid.
That would be right.
Mm-hmm. New Zealand authorities working with U.S. law enforcement, who we backed up and paid, Arrested.com seized his house and some property therein. The U.S. government then initiated an extradition request and then shut down MegaUpload.com. Law enforcement from both countries claimed that the site was used to facilitate the download of more than $500 million of illegal content. Oh, wow. They say while this probably won't kill the case against .com, it does provide a challenge for those who would like to see him extradited to the U.S. to face a litany of charges. You know what? I don't think he should come. I don't think we have any right to extradite him here.
But no, we don't.
We shut down a legal business.
Yep.
We put people out of work that were legally
gainfully
working.
Employed.
They were doing nothing illegal. Their users might have been.
Yeah.
They themselves were not. And then we secured files of legal users.
Mm-hmm. People who had done nothing.
Uh-huh. And we've told the people, you know what? It's going to cost us too much for us to give it back to you, so you're just SOL, unless you want to sue and try to get it yourself. But, you know, those lawyers cost so much, you're not going to.
In this case, I think there would be lawyers, if somebody came forward, even if it was a class action suit,
mm-hmm.
that would be chomping at the bit to rip up. This is them against the government. Imagine the name you made yourself as a lawyer in this case.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
Delicious.
Exactly. This is not right. This is not right. Right now, our government is being the internet bully.
They're being internet bully, honey. They're being bullied all around.
Yeah, they're being bullies all around. But in this case, they're being the internet bully.
And the funny thing is, we're not even, according to the recent studies, we're not even the biggest country anymore economically.
Mm-mm,
so
no.
For us to be bullying people really is not smart. You should not be the little kid and picking on somebody. Pretty much like what happened. You guys remember that internet video where the little boy was picking on the bigger boy, and the bigger boy picked him up and slammed him to the ground and broke his leg? That's us. We're about to get our legs broke picking on people.
Exactly, and that's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah, it's going to hurt. You all need to stop government. Our government is so corrupt here in the U.S., and yes, I have the right to say so. And all I got to say is if you come in to get me, if you're going to put me in the basement, just make sure I got internet connection. And
mm-hmm.
I can play my game. Bring my consoles. I'll stay.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I take for the team. Oh, I've been waiting for a judge to step in. Oh, thank you. And it was a woman, was it not? Making my point. It's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say women are not corrupt, but sometimes you need one in just so she can see what's going on. Let me straighten this out. Anyway, yes, we're sexist here at GGR. Don't mean we don't love
mm-hmm.
you guys. Don't mean we don't love you, but... All right, those of you who've been waiting and waiting and waiting will be happy to know Guild Wars 2 is launching August the 28th. Yes. Guild Wars 2. NCSoft, the world's premier publisher and developer of massively multiplayer online games, and ArenaNet, developer of the renowned Guild Wars franchise, have announced that in Europe and North America, you'll get your Guild Wars on August 28th. Building on sales of more than 7 million units of the original game, Guild Wars 2 redefines massively multiplayer online role-playing games. Oh, wow, you have to stop making me say that. With action-oriented combat, a gorgeous living world full of constantly evolving dynamic events, customizable personal storylines that are unique to each player. Yeah, right. Intense PvP combat between small teams and massive armies, and most importantly, a shared online world where players work together as allies instead of rivals. And all of this with no monthly subscription fee.
Yay!
Mike O'Brien, who's the president and co-founder of ArenaNet, says that we're offering gamers an experience that delivers on the promise of online gaming with a truly social experience in an immense shared world. After 5 years of creation, development, and polish, announcing the launch date of Guild Wars 2 is a huge milestone for us. But the thing we are most looking forward to is seeing gamers from all over the world explore this world and begin creating their own stories. As they prepare for launch, ArenaNet will focus on polishing Guild Wars 2 to ensure the highest quality experience on launch day, which includes hosting a final beta weekend event. This will be July 20th through the 22nd this year. And, of course, if you want to participate or pre-purchase Guild Wars 2, yes, you still have to buy the game. It's not completely free, okay? You can go to guildwars2.com and, of course, let us know if you play. I played
Guild Wars for a very short amount of time. It was all right. It just wasn't my thing.
I don't like the instance thing. I don't know if they still have it.
The instance thing, yeah. Oh, where it was like a closed world or what?
Instance means, yeah, as soon as you, like if you and I were playing, it would create our own little area of the same world.
And yeah, okay.
That ability to make sure you and that other person were in the same instance, and it was a whole lot of, and that was a long time ago. They may have fixed that, but it's just, you got about 3 hours to impress me in a game where you pull me in or I'm like, I'm done, which is why I never got into WoW. They got
when I joined in the most social factor.
The fluffy
and
character.
And Guild Wars really, 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 really killed my love for being social.
Yeah, it's difficult to be social in Guild Wars. Or it was.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. You know, walking up, helping some noob, making a new friend. You know, it's all good. It's all good. Talking crap to people.
I got to tell you, the most wonderful thing I loved about helping newbies in COH was standing back from them, because they can't, you know, when you're a newbie in City of Heroes, you don't have but like 3 powers when you start.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm like a level 50 and I'm hovering and they can't see me because, you know, they can't fly. And I'm hovering from a distance kind of watching. And just when they're about to die, I, you know, drop down, bam, kill everybody, and then walk away. Because, unfortunately, you have to let them do most of the damage and they still get their XP.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be like, well, wow, thanks. I felt like such a hero.
Aww.
Then I'd give them a couple of 100,000 influence because that's the money in COH and be like, go, buy new powers, buy inspiration. Live.
Corey, you're nuts. I love it.
And then look, it works differently on the evil side, though. I drop down and kill everybody as soon as they walk up. They'd be like, that's mean. Hello, villain.
What do you think I'm supposed to be doing here?
Of course it was mean. I'm evil. And if you're not careful, I'm going to knock you down because you can fight everybody on the other side.
Yes. Miss Corey is very evil. Very, very, very evil.
Yes, I go cause earthquakes. They can't. Oh, it's fun being evil, too. Anyway.
That's why I'm on her side.
It don't work on the evil side. I have no size. I kill you, all the bad guys. Everybody's sitting around.
Choose your friends wisely. Choose your enemies even wisely.
Exactly. All right, Ginger Mae, what you got?
What have I got? I've got all kinds of fun stuff going on right now. Another one. Anonymous. Anonymous claims responsibility for Japanese government website attacks.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Individuals claiming to be part of the hacktivist group Anonymous, really people hacktivists, have claimed responsibility for a series of cyber attacks on Japanese government websites. The websites for Japan's Finance Ministry, Supreme Court, and the DPJ and LPB political parties were taken down temporarily by attacks. The sites are now back online. The Twitter account @op_Japan, which is supposedly associated with Anonymous, again, people don't always believe that kind of thing, claims responsibility. The Twitter account said that the attacks were in response to Japan's new anti-piracy bill. The new law adds jail time to existing law and expands what is illegal to use, like copyright circumvention hardware, R4 devices, for example. The new law would result in scores of unnecessary prison sentences to numerous innocent citizens, says Anonymous. Ministry official, I'm going to kill your name. I'm so sorry. Told the BBC that a number of the Finance Ministry's webpages have been defaced on Tuesday and an unauthorized link was posted on the site. They say, we are aware of the anonymous statement referring to the new copyright law, but we don't know at this point if the cyber attacks are linked to the group.
Ooh.
Anonymous, I'm too tired this morning, Anonymous, to even really tear you a new one. Tonight, it's going to be on. But you're going after Japan. And they make all of our most awesome stuff.
We really want to be nice to those people.
Yes, we do. I mean, I'm very glad it's not China, but then again, you know, China is some, like, backwater country right now. But anyways, Anonymous, what are you doing? And do you really think this is going to help at all?
Yeah.
We're probably doing this from Anonymous aren't even in Japan. So are you at all helping the people who are going to be arrested and charged under these new laws?
Probably. No. Probably no. No,
I don't think so. So you've just done what? Thumbed your finger at these? You know, thumbed your nose?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
New feature just popped up on Google Plus for those of you who are interested. I wanted to mention You know, some of you have been griping. Hey, you know, I don't like Google Plus because I like the fact that I can create events and stuff for my friends. And guess what? They just added that feature. And it looks freaking awesome, by the way. Wow. So if you get a chance, you're on Google Plus, go check that out. If you're always creating events, yeah, go check it out. Go check it out. But you Mac people, good times coming for you. Aspire Media, based out of Austin, Texas, baby, has announced that they've been publishing their record-setting Call of Duty Black Ops will be coming to you people that have a Mac. That's right, you get to play too. Developed originally by award-winning studios Treyarch and brought to the Mac by Aspire Media. By the way, Aspire, I still have something in my house that you all were supposed to get back for me, and I've been trying to give it to you for like 6 years. Do you want it or not? Anyway. Because I could put it on eBay. I'm sure you wouldn't be happy. But anyway, the Mac version of the epic Call of Duty blockbuster will be available on Macs worldwide in digital and box formats coming this fall. Call of Duty Black Ops takes players to conflict across the globe as elite black operations forces fight in the deniable operations and secret wars that occur under the veil of the Cold War, featuring an adrenaline-pumping single-player campaign, out-of-this-world zombies co-op game mode, and an incredibly deep multiplayer experience. Call of Duty Black Ops delivers a complete Call of Duty experience with amazing enhanced graphics, streaming texture technology, and superior lighting effects for the most immersive action. Aspire, according to Ted Stalock, says that they work with the biggest names in the entertainment world, but the launch of the original Call of Duty Black Ops for Apple fans is the biggest they've had in 17 years. Treyarch has created a masterpiece, and we're thrilled to launch it later this year. It's going to feature some other goodies. Of course, they're saying it'll have the hallmark intensity of Call of Duty with a cinematic, intense single-player campaign that takes you deep behind enemy lines as an elite Black Ops soldier engaging in covert warfare. You'll also have some classified operations and explosive conflicts across the globe. For the first time on Mac, zombies! Fight to survive in one of the most thrilling and critically acclaimed co-op experiences in gaming. Expanding on the series' ultimate multiplayer experience, you'll be able to take competitive play to new heights. Expect the fast-paced, action-paced combat you love with more features than ever before. Of course, you'll get all the kill streaks, including napalm strikes, the remote-controlled exclusive car and controllable helicopters. Customize the look of your soldiers with a variety of face paints, gun camos, and equipment options. Can I have pink camo? I always wanted like a pink stripe under my eye. I don't really like pink, but I think it would just be hot. You can also jump into combat training and hone your tactics against AI bots in both free-for-all and team deathmatch game modes. That is hot. What I don't see here, and probably what I'm going to harass them over at Aspire about here shortly, is will it be cross-platform? So will the people that are playing on the PC be able to play with the people on the Mac?
That is something we need to know.
I am actually composing an email as we speak. So those of you who have Macs, congratulations on getting finally a Call of Duty, and let us know how you like it, and hopefully we will get an answer during the show, and if not, we'll probably tell you later on tonight, or via Twitter. Keep watching our Twitter, our Google+, our Facebook, and we'll let you know if we found out anything about cross-platform. Jinja, back to you.
Uh-oh. All right. I got down zombies. People, bath salts may not have been the culprit. I've been telling you it was zombieism. All right, so medical examiner says only marijuana found in system of Florida man and face-chewing attack. A Florida medical examiner says only marijuana was found in the system of a Florida man shot while chewing another man's face. The Miami-Dade County medical examiners released the toxicology results Tuesday on the 31-year-old Rudy Eugene. Lab results found marijuana in his system, but not any other street drugs, alcohol, or prescription drugs. Zombieism, people. The department has ruled out the most common components found in the street drugs known as bath salts. An outside forensic toxicology lab also confirmed the same results. Surveillance video captured 65-year-old Ronald Popo being attacked by Eugene on May 26th. A police officer shot it into Popo's face in broad daylight alongside a busy highway. Police have not released a motive for the attack on Popo, who had been homeless for decades. Popo has undergone several surgeries and remains hospitalized. Wow. All right, so, you know, we've been making jokes about the bath salts, people, but if it's not the bath salts, then zombieism. Ism.
Yes, because it,
we were safe-ish when we thought it was just some crazy drugs.
Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, as long as you don't take
crazy
that drug,
drugs,
then you are turning into a zombie. It is like Walking Dead. It is airborne, whatever it is.
It's on, people. It's on. You got your safety bags ready? Ready to go?
I just got my gasoline can. It's full.
I've got some food packed in the car. I've got my whole little survival kit packed in the car.
Okay, Horace is saying he believes it's synthetic marijuana. He says in Waco, it's not just in Waco. That's why we started having zombie watches, because we're seeing it everywhere. And there
Check out Perez Hilton. I know I hate sending people over there. He had a video up yesterday of somebody who had been arrested in the back of a police car and going nuts on this stuff.
On what?
On whatever this new synthetic marijuana is.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was not good. So go over there and check it out, people. Zombieism. Zombieism is not cute. And for those of you who know that these attacks have happened, and you know the danger, and yet you're doing it? No, I'm sorry. You deserve to be shot repeatedly in the face.
How about this? You, that company that gave us that zombie sim, what you need to do is start mapping out where these attacks are happening so we can kind of surmise.
Exactly.
Where we need to avoid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Good Lord. I'd be nervous. I got my gasoline can ready. I just moved my chainsaw next to the garage door. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get a baseball bat. Put some nails in it, girl.
I got my chainsaw and I got my hedge clippers. Some other weapons stashed around my place. I am ready. Oh, you know what's funny? Y'all know how it's not a joke. It's a joke, but it's not a joke that I keep, you know, I collect daggers, knives, and swords. So I always have one really seriously within arm's reach. I have one right here in my little, where I keep my pens. No joke. And the other night, my neighbor came over and knocked on the door, and I couldn't see because it was getting dark. And I opened the door, and of course, I had this big giant knife in my hand, and he backs up like, not a zombie, not a zombie, not a zombie. So he goes, they're not a zombie, all this answer. I just came to return your lawnmower, not a zombie. I was like, okay, I couldn't see you. You weren't saying anything. I said, who is it? 3 times. He's like, I didn't hear you. If you don't answer, that means you're a zombie. I'm just going to open the door and stab. And I'm aiming for the eyes because, you know, zombies, they can't see. It's harder for them to bite you. Just saying.
Yeah.
See, we're giving you tips here. All right. Those of you who like your little handheld tablets and devices and want yourself a Kindle Fire, well, here's some good news for you. Amazon plans to launch a better-equipped successor to its Kindle Fire tablet on July 31st. This is according to a report by CNET. Although frustratingly, Amazon has not said how many Kindle Fires it has sold, the company claims it's the best-selling, most gifted, and most wished-for product it has sold since its November launch. The $200 tablet has attracted the attention of big-name brands like HBO and Zynga, and companies' willingness to make a Kindle Fire compatible Android apps has a fair amount of traction. I forgot that I started seeing that. HBO actually has been advertising the Kindle Fire on its network, which was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I can't believe I forgot that. Launching a more powerful and better featured second-gen Fire at the same price, $200, would help it get even more folks on board. Though some might be tempted by Google Nexus 7 tablet, CNET claims the Kindle Fire 2 will add a camera and a physical volume button, two things users complained about with the first model. There is no word on whether the device will get a better processor, Bluetooth connectivity, or more onboard storage than Fire's 8 gigabytes, which you can work with just fine if you know how to work it. Don't be downloading everything. Additionally, Taiwanese publication DigiTimes claims that the Fire 2 will feature a higher resolution, 1280 by 800 pixel display. Nice. DigiTimes also suggests that once the Kindle Fire 2 launches, Amazon will lower the price of the first Kindle Fire to $150. How about $100? $50 is not enough. We'll most likely see the e-ink Kindles get refreshed at the time as well. With Barnes & Noble's latest Nook, including Glow Light, we expect the next Kindle line will have at least one model with an integrated light as well. I gotta say, though the Kindle is pretty, I would prefer the Nook because it's durable.
I love my Nook.
Isn't it very durable?
Yes.
It's like,
I have dropped that thing. It goes in my purse with me everywhere. So it gets stepped on. It gets pushed around. And there's not a scratch on it. I love it.
Yeah. I when I held the Kindle Fire, it kind of reminds me of the castanets. I mean, the Vita. It looks like it's easily breakable, like if I tap the screen too hard. And I picked up the Nook. And my first test always is, these are my fingernails, people out there. And I always get the girls to jealous. Don't be jealous. I just have an overabundance of calcium. But this is my fingernails. And that's the first thing I do when I put it. If I tap it and it doesn't feel like there's any give, then I know it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
And I tapped the Kindle, and it felt kind of like it would, you know, the glass felt flimsy. I felt a little give. And I was like, this thing will break. And the Nook I picked up, and it was like solid plastic. The screen was hard. It's like, this is good right here.
Yes, I love my Nook. It's awesome.
It's good. It's good. This is like Nintendo gear. This is good quality. So I got to say, Kindle, you got to bring it a little bit. Needs to be a little tougher. It is pretty. I like that it comes in the black, which annoys me with the iPad. I hate that big silver thing. It's just asking to get mugged.
Yes, exactly. I don't want anything shiny that's going to attract attention. Thank you.
Because if when I'm holding a you know, something that's black, it could be a purse, you know, from a distance. It could be anything. It could be just a case, and nobody's going to mug you. But when I pull out an iPad, they know exactly what that is. I need y'all to get some more colors next time.
Yes, I mean, hell, from distance, it could just be a book with no cover on it.
Yeah.
And who wants to steal an old cover on?
In fact, with the Nook, I do like their covers. I like the one that looks like a book.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open it up, it has a crossword on the side. I love that.
Mine's just the Nook. It has no extra features or anything. So.
No, it's a
sure
cover.
I could probably buy that.
It's a cover. It's like $20. Their covers are cheap.
I may have to grab one.
They're very
But no, I mean, mine sits in my purse. It's in my purse right now, which is not here next to me. Anyways, and yeah, I mean, it's in there with my makeup and my hairbrush and my wallet and knives and all kinds of the fun stuff. So, not
That's
a scratch
good.
On it. I love it.
Good product right there. Good product.
Mm-hmm. All right. GameCook launches Run for Peace today on iPhone. Lebanon-based developer says, enough war, and it's hard to put down Run and Jump game for the iPhone. And 5% of proceeds from the game downloads to be donated to UNESCO to help end human suffering in the Middle East and all over the world. Good cause to buy a game. GameCooks makes a stand for peace today with the launch of its new addictive game, Run for Peace, which is available today for the iPhone and iPod Touch in the iTunes App Store. From the co-creators of the popular Birdie Nom Nom, this easy-to-play but hard-to-master runner game tasks players with helping protagonist Salem avoid dangerous obstacles on the way to bringing peace to the Middle East country by country. Run for Peace features hours of endless runner fun, a variety of Middle Eastern countries recognizable by their famous landmarks, 30 achievements to obtain, and a positive message of peace. The game sells for 99 cents on the iPhone, and and GameCooks will be donating 5% of those proceeds to UNESCO, like I've already said. Run for Peace is the manifestation of our desire to create a game that is both entertaining and carries a good message. In Beirut, we are frequently experiencing fighting and conflict with both the world about the situation here, while providing a great gameplay experience, says Lebanon Nader, co-founder of GameCooks. He says, Run for Peace is our way of saying, enough war, let's play. I like this. Right, so I have this up. Yeah, I have this up on GameNatrix.com this morning. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there is a short YouTube trailer, so head over there and check it out. GameNatrix.com this morning. Do it. You know you want to.
Well, we've also been talking a whole lot about SimCity. And I know, is Joe listening this morning? Usually he says a hello to us. What is that about,
Joe? I
know,
he hasn't said hello at all.
You are so fired if you're listening late.
With our love, Joe.
Boo for
Joe,
you.
Where's my tea?
Ooh.
That's what I need to be asking. Man, I am not awake this morning.
That
should be like a law. Ginger is not allowed on the internet until she has caffeine in her system.
Well, for those of you who love you, some SimCity, SimCity social fans, of course, they're saying you'll find a balance between temptation and reason when the Mercedes-Benz A-Classic vehicles rolls into your game this summer. EA announced a partnership with Mercedes-Benz of Europe that provides exclusive in-game items to SimCity Social players worldwide, including here in North America and Canada. SimCity Social, which launches worldwide.
Oh, my God, the image you put up, Corey.
That, I don't think that was me. That was actually Horace. Launches worldwide very soon as a very is a close collaboration between two award-winning studios at Maxis and Playfish, and combines the best of social gaming with the depth and creativity that embodies the SimCity franchise. SimCity Social's distinctive style of humor is derived from its fun, quirky, and spontaneous gameplay mechanics that exude the essence of the franchise. That's from a Jamie Lays, who's the vice president of global studios at Playfish. With the integration of Mercedes-Benz, we've added a layer of fun and realism that enables our plans to bring our fans to bring their favorite brands into their game. We evaluate progress to see what the added value is for our fans and the gameplay. Mercedes-Benz plays extremely well into the city building and player customization that SimCity Social embodies. Players who complete Mercedes-Benz specific quests will be gifted exclusive items such as a Mercedes-Benz factory that will provide additional gameplay options.
Yay!
On top of this, branded A-class vehicle will add even more heart, soul, and distinctive style to the cities. Oh, God, never scroll. SimCity Social takes city building on Facebook to the next level by empowering mayors to make meaningful decisions that will allow them to create, customize, and evolve unique cities with soul. In SimCity Social, there are no linear paths to follow. Player-driven decisions determine how the cities evolve, unleashing the player's creativity. Taking on the role as mayor, players will deal with unforeseen simulation-driven issues like fires, crime, and pollution, and it'll be up to the players to make crucial decisions that will help them discover how these cities take shape. Social interactions in SimCity Social go far beyond or using them as resources to complete tasks. For the first time in a social city-building game, players can choose to build mutually beneficial relationships with other cities or establish intense, deeply rooted rivalries. With multiple options for city growth and city-to-city relationships, players will see recognizable changes that bring forth aesthetic and gameplay alterations based on the decisions made in-game, for better or for worse. You car fanatics can visit SimCity Social on Facebook to find out more about the Mercedes-Benz partnership and how you can add the Mercedes-Benz factory to your own cities. The partnership will have a limited run, so it will only be during the summer. So make sure you get over there. I don't know why I've not played SimCity Social.
Is that the one that's on Facebook?
It's on Facebook. I am not sure. Wait a minute.
I've just played Sim Social.
Yeah, I don't think I've tried the Sim City Social. I'm going to have to give this a go.
I still have Islands, so no.
Yeah, I have to wait for you to replenish. And somebody, I swear, I'm raising somebody's city. I'm waiting. I'm saving up just to get you. Take your name, because I'm ready when I come. You know
somebody
who
you are. No?
Huh? Oh. Well, I got somebody already. She has no trees. She's got holes. I messed her up. And she deserved it.
That's nice. That's nice.
So, somebody else I'm after now. And when I say I'm going to raise your city, if you don't know what that word means, does not mean get a dictionary, go to thesaurus.com, something, look it up. But when I'm done.
Not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
You come, there will be nothing left on your island. Nothing.
That's hot. Yeah, I did that to that guy the other day. He ticked me off again. I went to his island and just sat there all day with my energy, flicking his people off his island one at a time.
See, they don't understand that we're at home all day. See, you have to go to work. We can sit on your island all day and just tear it down.
Literally all day.
You can find all,
I did, just all day.
You can find all your followers and just kill them all. And just I did that to somebody one day. I just went around and found all their followers and just killed all of them.
Ouch, that's not cool.
Set them on fire, and then when they got done being on fire, flick them off.
That's nice.
That's what you get for.
Yes, exactly. All right, what have we got? We've got all kinds of
ginger
strangeness
ginger
today.
Ginger.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was wondering if you could hear me, Ginger.
Yeah.
I maybe have some news for you.
What kind of news do you have for me? Is it good? Is it about Salem?
Yes, it is.
Yes! It's about Salem. Tell me, what's it about? What is it? Because I was just looking for something about that. I was like, you haven't heard anything about Salem in a while. I need to do a check.
It's just a little bit of news. It's nothing much.
They're going to name a character after me?
No. You know, that would be nice. That would be our rocket launch in Fallen Earth. Why can't we have...
Exactly. Come on. They gave us a gun.
Can I have a spell? What would we call a spell named after us?
Can I have a really cool hat?
Ooh, I want one of those little conical hat, but I want it to be crooked. You know, it's kind of messed up looking.
Ooh, you know what? We should talk to them about that.
Yes.
We need to do an event in your game when it launches. We want that.
Well, I'll talk to you about that after. We may have a... Oh, no, this may work in our favor. Okay, but anyway, I'll talk to you about that later. Ask me later. But
okay.
We have a definite release date of third quarter, which means we are one quarter away, Ginger. Just one.
Yay!
Time. The little people go back to school. We will have our Salem.
Yay, and that means no kids in our game.
And now they keep saying more. They keep calling it the crafting MMO. And every time they give us these little blurbs, it has a little bit more in it, like... you're going to be dropped in the wilderness. Remember, they were saying we'd have to build cities, and we were like, are they really serious? Yeah, it looks like they're serious. You can also steal other people's work. Apparently, we never saw that before. You can steal stuff from other people. You can cast spells on them to get whatever it is they got. So there's going to be a whole lot of player rivalry that is so delicious.
Well, that's going to be hot.
They also now have a Facebook page, which I don't think they had one before. Well, yeah, they did. We didn't get back to visit there, but there's some pictures up. It is /Salem Game if you want to go check that out. And the pictures look awesome.
That sounds hot.
Here's what I don't like. It is a looks like a three-quarter view, but it's not so high up. That's what I don't like. I like when I can get down a little closer. So you can get pretty close. And close down. And it is not going to be, looking at the pictures, it's not high, graphically high. You know, it's not going to be your, you know what I'm saying? It's not the super, super graphical. It's kind of a caricature. If you don't know what that looks, look that up too. But I kind of like how it looks. And the rivalry will be epic.
So I wondered about that, seeing some of the artwork they were showing us. I was like, this doesn't look like your typical MMO.
No, it looks like they went a whole different kind of way, but I'm kind of liking it. It's gonna hopefully to grow on me. Well, yeah, I do like it. I like this one where you're near. There's a pretty screenshot up near the water. Y'all don't have a thing for digital water. I don't know why. The farming, I'm all in this.
Because you don't live near water, but you do.
You have to go over and see the screenshot. I know some of you were like, you and I share this. Well, we share the love of fishing. I don't know if you like me with the farming. I love digital farming, girl.
That would have been the only reason why I would have ever tried Final Fantasy.
The farming,
or at least MMO. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that with this farming, because it has witchcraft involved, these herbs will have some type of purpose, the things that you're planting. You'll be able to put together to do things, I'm assuming. And since it's a crafting MMO, more than likely that's the case. So I'm hoping. I hope.
All right. I'm going to read this next one.
Do it.
And forgive me. It's written this way. It's supposed to be amusing. Chicken Doom, the base defender game from Dogbox Studios, is now available on the app stores. Yay! All right. So, to celebrate the release of the game, here's an exclusive message from Biggie himself.
Biggie?
I cannot believe I'm going to read this.
Biggie?
Biggie. Me on war.
Okay.
Me on war on Biggie World. Evil Chicken want Biggie and Big Wit's Corn to conquer universe.
You
them won't have it. Me,
no.
Biggie, fight.
No.
But me, Biggie, need. You control turrets and shoot chickens. Upgrade turrets with more weapons and protect me corn. Because if you don't, chickens will invade you next. Oh my god, really, people? Seriously, I can't believe I just heard that. Anyways, you guessed it, Biggie and Big Wet have no intention to let the space chickens steal their precious corn. Help them stop this invasion in this hilarious base defender game compatible with the new iPad Retina. The game is available on the App Store now for... $1.79, pounds, London, francs, whatever the little L sign is. I think that's euros, actually. Anyway, so, yeah. All right. You also get to design your own Biggie or Big Wet suit, and it may be featured in the next update. So, yeah, that's awesome, I guess. On the App Store, head over there, check it out. I don't know if it's here in the U.S., but it is over in the U.K. territory. So, have fun, guys.
All right. You know what? I need to get some props to people at EA for having their community manager actually explain what open beta is, because we harp on it quite a bit here. So good on you guys. I'm looking at their beta. Okay, I'm actually liking the SimCity Social. It's very much like the old game. It's not quite as realistic looking as it used to be back in the day, but I can do that. And I'm sending an invite to Ginger right now, and probably by tomorrow she will have like four or five cities, because y'all know how Ginger is. But I'm going to get her addicted.
You're going to get me addicted. No, I've already been playing Forsaken World today. No.
I sent you a bunch of skirts up in Fashion Week, and they were DKNY. I'm going to need you to take those. Thank you.
No, I'm trying to ignore that one. No.
No, that's good.
No.
That is good.
No.
It's just dressing them up, Ginger. That's what you like.
I know it is. Man, no.
It's a few minutes a day. You can do it. I need at least
my boss is a few minutes a day.
At least. Okay, well, we got a response, by the way, yeah, thank God, from Aspire Media. They asked them about the cross-platform. They said, we're not telling you anything. They said they'll tell us some more in upcoming weeks, and they said if you guys could, if you have a Mac, they encourage you to sign up for the newsletter, read their blog, and you can learn the latest. And they will let you know when they solidify launch timing and some more product details. So, basically, it's a we ain't telling you.
We ain't telling you.
And I won't say that's yes or no, because it could mean no, but it also could mean we're saving that too, or it might be a feature we're working on and we don't know if we'll have it done in time. So,
well, we didn't have the idea, but thank you for giving it to us.
There you go. Either way, I'm taking credit. So it don't really matter if they use it or not. I'm going to take credit as soon as it's in. Oh God, I think I'm done. I'm dead. SimCity Social has got me.
Uh-oh, why?
Because I'm having flashbacks to the original. I need my girl working right, because now I want to play. I feel like playing some SimCity for, like, nobody's business. Also, thank you to Kelly Peterman for the love they just gave us on Twitter. And I think my five-hour energy is just now kicking in an hour after I took it. All right, so we got time for one more story.
Yay. Is it my turn?
It'd be my turn, actually.
All right.
And I'm going to make it quick, because we got 4 minutes. You people that like your Vizio will be happy to know that it is now out and costs about $99. So they're calling it the Google TV puck with some bite. It does look like a hockey puck. Again,
Google TV puck with some bite.
Yes. Vizio announced its first Google TV set-top box called the CoStar today, which offers access to Google Play, the Google Play App Store, live gaming, and a new pretty remote that I actually like. Vizio made its first intentions clear to produce a Google TV box at CES 2012, where the company showed off an unnamed prototype device. The device announced today, according to VentureBeat, has an 802.11n support, one USB port, HDMI, and out port, not to use a wired Ethernet cable. Fantastic. The CoStar box will come preloaded with Netflix, Amazon Instant Video, and iHeartRadio, as well as other perks that come along with Google TV. One big advantage the device has over other Google TV set-top boxes is its support for cloud-based gaming service OnLive, lets you stream popular video games to other platforms. That's right. You can now play your OnLive elsewhere with Vizio. Essentially, this makes the CoStar a legitimate game console competitor. Ooh! The CoStar has a full-featured Bluetooth remote with the standard TV buttons, channels, volume, all that good stuff, a touch-sensitive trackpad, quick buttons, Netflix, Amazon, MGo, a full QWERTY keyboard, and gaming buttons. Pretty much anything you could possibly conceive of your TV doing, it's there. The biggest selling point, of course, is it is only $99, which is competitive.
Really?
Yep, competitive with both the Apple TV and the Roku 2 XS. Compared to the recently announced next-gen Google TV set-top box is twice that price. So when can you get your hands on this bad boy? Well, they haven't said so, but they are taking pre-orders as of next month.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
What do you think? More patent rules?
That's going to be some fighting, of course.
More patent fights, yeah.
Yes, which we'll probably talk about tonight. I want to talk about this because of the gaming console thing. Yeah, that would just kill me. Because y'all know I love me some OnLive.
Yeah.
I'd be all up in it. All right, it's time for us to get out of here because the little English lady is yelling at us. I always wonder, can they hear that?
I don't know. We should probably go back and listen someday.
There's an English lady yelling in our ear that it's time for us to go. So we will see you guys later tonight. Make sure you're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time in our chat room. You can also call in. Come on by tonight. Tell us what you think about what we talked about today. Or we can talk about something you wanted to discuss today. Let's all get into a yelling match. It's fun. You know what?
What?
Bad Ginger. All right, Ginger, tell them bye-bye.
Later, boys and girls.